Today, the church celebrates the feast day of the holy martyrs of Vietnam, St. Andrew Dunglack and his companions. Today, we honor these 117 men, women, and children that gave their lives for Christ, who offered their bodies for Jesus. When Jesus was on the cross, he said, "This is my body." At the Last Supper, he said, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." And that's what the martyrs say. They say, "This is my body, Jesus, which will be given up for you." What a heroic and beautiful sacrifice that the martyrs made, to be willing to give their lives for Jesus Christ. So today, there's these 117 martyrs that Pope John Paul II canonized in 1988. Many of them were beatified in 1900 or 1906, 1951, but then John Paul II canonized all of them as a group in 1988. And of course, there were many more than 117 martyrs of Vietnam. The estimate is about at least 300,000 Catholics were martyred in Vietnam in the 19th century. Between 1820 and 1862, when the persecutions were very fierce. So over 300,000 martyrs of Vietnam. We know that our Catholic faith came to Vietnam through Portuguese missionaries, primarily the Jesuits, who would establish missions in Vietnam and minister to Japanese Catholics that had been driven from Japan. But waves of persecution would continue to hit the church in Vietnam over the next century. And not only were there local people that were killed, but also Spanish Dominican priests and French priests from the parish mission society that were working there. Many of the martyrs were obviously priests and religious, but others were lay people, including children. A 9-year-old was killed as well in 1862 for his faith. But this did not destroy the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church continued to grow. In 1954, there were 1.5 million Catholics in Vietnam. But there continued to be persecutions. Many Catholics lost their lands and homes and possessions in the north and had to flee to the south. And then during the Vietnam War as well, many Catholics suffered in the north and again had to move to the south in great numbers. And when you read the accounts of the martyrdoms of many of these saints, they were badly tortured. In the 19th century, many of them had their limbs chopped off piece by piece. Others had iron brands placed upon their face, and yet they remained faithful to Christ. One of the things that the government did to try to see who was a Christian and who was not was that they placed crucifixes on the ground and ordered everyone to trample on the crucifixes. The ones that would not trample on the crucifixes were tortured and killed for their faith. So imagine that, something that we take for granted, the beauty of the crucifix. I'm sure we have a crucifix in every one of our homes, and we respect it, we honor it, because the image of the crucifix reminds us how much God loves us. Every time you look at the crucifix, you're reading a love letter from God for you, because the crucifix is the greatest image that we have of how much God loves us and how God is close to us, especially in times of suffering. And one of the most beautiful gifts you can give to a newly married couple, or maybe to someone who is in the nursing home or hospital or prison, is give them a crucifix. Anybody that can, anytime people go through difficult times, they can gaze upon the crucifix and it can give great comfort. When you read the lives of the saints, most of the saints died holding a crucifix. St. Louis and Rita Montfort, St. Teresa Little Flower, St. John Vianney. The list goes on and on, that the crucifix is one of the most beautiful images we have as Catholic Christians, and it's something that these Vietnam martyrs gave their lives to respect. And so today on this great feast day, we ask the special intercession of the holy Vietnamese martyrs for us. We actually have a parish in Arlington, and our diocese named after Vietnam martyrs. So let's ask their intercession today that they will give us a great love for Jesus and a great reverence for the beauty of a crucifix.